Blog Talk Radio.
We got it, Laura, because we got 12 seconds. What? Ooh, let's go live. Ooh, there we go. And this one, I don't know why we doing that, but go ahead, live, Laura. Hey, y'all, come on in while we wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Good morning.
Good morning, America. So we are live on the air this morning. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We are so excited that you guys are up and at them. I don't know what's going on with the speaker because normally it's like, that's what I'm saying. Why is it shaking like this? So now we got to stay on the table somewhere. Because I know when the Holy Ghost comes, they're going to be like, why are they shaking?
Let's
figure that out. Because that's shaking. Why? Okay, so y'all, we are here. We're just trying to figure out why we're shaking. So, Laura, maybe that's not screwed on tight. Keep going with it.
Maybe
and then turn it around. There you go. Now turn it around, girl. There we go. We got it.
It was not up.
You were trying to shake it up. Shake it up. We are so excited about shaking it up this morning. You have one. Well, look at there. She said, hey, cousin, you looking good.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning. We're
going
to wave at her for you this morning. Yes.
Where's
our
people?
I don't even know what my comments are. I don't
know. Good morning.
Oh, really?
Mr. Daryl.
Woo! Brother Daryl. Look at you, brother. We're so excited, as always. Hello. Good morning, Mama Dali. She says, we are coming, beautiful sisters. Woo! That is the morning team. The GGs are on their way. And we're so excited that they are showing up and showing out. And look at her. So good morning, Miss Vicky, Miss Cindy's beautiful cousin, and Brother Daryl, and Mama Dali. And to our studio audience this morning. Woo!
Yes, we're so excited, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo! And we are really glad, for real, y'all. Y'all know every week we're going to remind you that rejoicing is a what? A choice. And you got to choose this day who you going to serve. Yeah. Right?
Amen. And here at the mansion, Mornings at the Mansion, we're Team Jesus!
Team Jesus! Yes, and she tried to see what's happening. And listen, we normally have all of our gear up here.
Uh-huh.
Team Jesus, Soul Dab, Living of the Earth, Lion of Judah, all of that.
Yeah.
But we have a new store. Drum roll, please. We have a new apparel store, Kingdom Queendom, just come and be, hey. Just represent.
Yes.
So we have so much merchandise. Holy Spirit spoke to me one day after the morning show and said, listen, you got all this space. I need you to do that. And I have, you know, we got a store in the back, way back in the back, but we have our own designer on the complex, right? Miss Bridget Thompson.
Yes.
Of Anne Bridget Fashion.
Yes.
And she is a custom clothing designer.
Yes.
I'm talking about Ann Taylor Law for real. She will hook you up. So listen, to prove my point, we're going to ask you guys to tune in and to the Roku TV.
I was just about to say that. That's
right.
And you see all those.
You see all them custom designs that Miss Bridget, that she does.
Yes.
And we're repping real good around here. We're representing so good. And I know y'all like, Pastor Marlo, can you be quiet and tell us who that is next to you?
And let me tell you, so my grandbabies kept saying they want to see the grandma at the Roku TV channel the other day, and my sister was there, Lupe. If you're watching, Lupe, you witnessed it.
Good morning.
My sister. And they kept playing the song. They love the song, Queendom Song.
Yeah.
And Lily played it like 5 times. But in every commercial, I mean, in every, on the video, it shows different episodes that you're having different outfits.
Yeah.
And she goes, ooh, I like those. I like that. Oh, I like that red shirt.
Come
on. And then she played a song like 5 times myself.
And Laura, speaking of that song, you know how you're there and you're flowing the flow of the atmosphere, and that's supposed to be playing during our commercial time, and I keep forgetting to tell you that. So I downloaded the MP3 to send it to your file.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do that today.
Yeah.
So that during now, y'all like, what are y'all talking about? We got so much going on, right? But it's just so beautiful that you can go to your, if you have a Roku TV, you can go to Roku. Now, Mama Dali's still coffee here. We do things in the spirit.
Go back here.
But no, it's coffee right here too, Laura.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're just going to do it like this, okay?
It's coffee drinking.
And listen, this is what you look for. This is the logo, Queendom Talk, Roku TV. Go to your Roku and search the channel, Queendom Talk, and when you find it, plug it in as your channel, and every week you will see a different episode.
Yes.
We are in 18 million homes a week.
Wow.
I think it's up to 20 now.
Yeah.
20 million homes a week. So if you are wanting to, you know, elevate your life, your ministry, your business, your music, whatever you do, or your business, like Miss Cindy here to do today, on a national level, you too can do that. Or if you say, hey, well, I'm just going to start out locally, then you can hang out with us here at the Mornings at the Mansion Show, just like Miss Cindy Wade is doing today, and talk about who you are in front of over, depends on how many friends you got. But if
and
you got,
share the video.
If you got 5,000 friends, listen, that means that she's hooked up to 15,000 people right now.
Even in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, all our family are watching. They're tuning in. They said they're learning English, and I'm learning Spanish, how to read the Bible. So we all learning. We're students. Learning, growing,
and on. That's true. And that's what this platform is about. It's about us all coming together. And you know, exposing the gifts and talents of who we are, what we have, where we're going. Because a lot of people don't even know what they're here to do. So that's part of our portion of our ministry is to, once we see that, we throw it away and we push you off the cliff. Okay? So we have today, Laura, I'm going to let you introduce this amazing, mighty woman of the Most High.
Yes, we have this amazing woman of God from City Chapel.
City Chapel.
She does praise and worship sometimes, and and she does many other stuff, so I'll let her share that. But it's such an honor to have her here, and I'm going to let her introduce some people to God for all my family at City Chapel. So shout out to Pastor Bob at City Chapel and everyone that's tuning in.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Cindy Wade, and I am an accountant by day.
What you say? She didn't tell me that part.
So I actually have a full-time job in accounting. I have another part-time job that's related to accounting and state reporting. And then I've started my own business in Color Street. It's a direct sales opportunity. And and I'm just here and excited to share that with you. It is 100% nail polish and then dry strip. You peel it and stick it on your nail, but I'm going to show you. At some point, I'm going to show you during the show how, how it works, and you'll see how easy it is to do.
That's so awesome.
And we're led by the Spirit, part nine. So we're talking about gifts and talents, and this is one of them.
Good
so
morning, Candy. Good morning, girl. Candy says she loved the glasses. Okay, girl, let me put them back on, girl. It is all because of my twin sister of the Most High. And then, Candy, I got some new ones right here, too, girl. And I knew what he said. I might even let's switch them up, Laura, real quick. Let's hang out with Candy this morning. Here we go, Candy, girl. Okay, this what, and I know Laura. I know why she picked the black and white, the black and red shirt, because the glass is black and red, but you can't see the red unless you wear them like this. Okay, that's so powerful. But rock the red ones. Okay, Candy, here we go, girl. We got to make sure we get you a pair. But this is for people that's like 15 older. Okay, you're not there. Okay, good morning, Papa Dad. Good morning, Mama Darlene. Woo! The Zizis are in the house, so are you ready?
Woo! We got Chica!
Y'all know Laura.
Cheers, y'all. God is so good.
Yes, thank you, Papa Jack.
Open and pass down.
Your amazing love.
I just thank God for the Gigi. You know, I was like a little girl, like, wait for me.
I know y'all like, that's too much.
Love you, Papa Jack and Jolene. Cheers.
Cheers to the Gigi. Bam. So y'all I remember how y'all used to do at the bar. Hey, come on.
Yeah.
We doing a new thing.
New
way. Because when you in Christ Jesus, you a new creature. And you do some of the same old stuff, but with a different way. Right? In a new dimension.
That's right.
So we just thank God for the GGs because they are always.
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 Siempre.
Yes. So thank you. Wow.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Mine's trying to overflow over here. But it's okay. So back to Cindy. Take it back again, Miss Cindy.
All right. So since we're talking about talents and stuff, I do know, the Bible says that your gifts make room for you in the service of God.
Talk about it.
So when I came to City Chapel, I'm a single mom, and so I came with my son who they asked to be the drummer. And I just came to visit City Chapel, and we are now there permanently, 4 years later, three or 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And it was very quickly that they found out that I had in previous church, had experience with the media at church. So I'm now doing the media. I've served in the children's ministry in the nursery before. And there's nothing like being able to just hold babies and rock them to sleep. And so I do all that, and then occasionally they have me sing when every fifth Sunday, when there's a fifth Sunday of the month, I sing on the praise and worship team. And my son is the drummer every Sunday. Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Ben is in the house.
Yes.
And he is very faithful with what he does.
His gifts.
Yes. And I'm very grateful because I've been a single mom since he was 7. So I raised him on my own, but at age 4, I didn't even know what I was doing really at the time because I was, if I can say this, I was raised Baptist, and, Baptists have certain beliefs in certain ways. So I didn't really know what I was doing, but at age 4, he was quite a handful. I'm not going to give the enemy any credit by saying the things that was going on, but he was a handful and hard to deal with, and I literally sat at the bottom of the stairs and put my head in my hands and just cried, and I was angry. And I looked up at God and I said, I don't know what to do with him. I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know what to do. Spanking doesn't work. Punishing doesn't work. Taking things away from him, the whole thing, it wasn't working. I said, God, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
I said, you take him. You raise him. He's yours anyway. And then I heard noise upstairs, and I began to laugh. And I was like, okay,
good
so
morning.
Now what, Lord? He's still up there. What do I do? But from that moment on, things began to change.
Woo! Because you released them to go.
Woo!
I hope y'all hear this. Come on.
So
boy.
I didn't even understand or know the impact of that choice that I had just made. It was true out of true anger and frustration. So it was heartfelt. It was from my heart, and God knew that. And God had his hand on my son ever since. And today, he is a faithful, strong man of God.
What you say? Yeah. Woo! Beautiful.
Woo!
Beautiful.
So
that's
testimony in and of itself. Mama's, pray for your children.
You're helping me right now. Right now. At the moment.
And your grandchildren. And their children.
Yeah.
Prayer work. God is good.
And sometimes you have to be in that desperate place.
Yeah.
Calling out and surrendering to God. And and people don't really understand that when we're in that place, that's when you really go to God. And release and give it to him and walk away. And then sometimes it's suddenly, immediately, like yours was, you heard the noise, and sometimes it's later, but like Laura said, it's a process, but God heard you at that very moment, and I believe he knows the heart, and when you're really, really desperate,
He says when we are weak, he's our strength.
Yeah, but here's what I learned in ministering and teaching, that there's a cry in the desperation that does move God.
Yes.
And some people, they be like, well, I'm not going to break down. Sometimes you got to break down.
Yes.
Okay?
Let
sometimes you
got to
go for broke, as they say. you know, in your emotions.
Yeah.
Because, see, a lot of people don't understand giving up that full control.
That's what
the struggle is, Cindy.
Yeah, it is giving it up.
And I see that even in people today. You know, they're afraid of really going into where the Holy Spirit can let them come in and control. And they don't want to lose the control. But it's the best thing to do. It's the best place to be.
And when you relinquish that control to God, it's the best.
Yeah.
That's the deal. We're afraid to let go of that control, but when we do,
God is mighty. God is faithful.
Yes.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Yes. That's so true. Wow, that is so powerful.
It's so true.
So powerful. Yes. And then to see the manifestation of your son here, who is even supporting you today.
That's beautiful.
So we just got to hold on, people of God. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he don't change, we do.
Yes.
You know, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
And in his love letters. He will not lie. His word will not return void. You know, and we have to stay in the word because it's full of promises.
Yes.
And everything that he told us, it's true.
Yes.
But he's just waiting on us.
Yes.
A lot of people say, I'm just waiting on God. He's just waiting on you.
And you.
That's it. And when you go to him, he knows your heart, and he knows when you're ready, and things begin to manifest and unfold. And I'm telling you, a lot of times, that's why when we were reading a couple of weeks ago, Matthew 25, and we will get back there today, we were talking about, and this is what we do. We get so caught up in burying the gifts and talents we have. And when we do that, God can't do nothing with them. You don't get out and flow and flourish and just step out, because everything you have or need is on the other side.
Yes.
He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider.
Yes.
He will provide for you. Well, he already has.
Yes.
He's already provided.
Yes.
You know, we just think it's at the bank.
Hello!
And it's not at the bank.
You're helping me.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we do. And I've lived it and learned it and been walking it, you know, fully.
Yes.
You know, I was just talking to Mama Dalise this weekend, and we were at the House of Glory, hashtag. And it was just a powerful place. And that's why we got to get out of this religious routine way of even ministry. We have to be led by the Spirit. And that's what this is all about, because God will take you into, because what we do is we get in a place in a posture. We think it's us. It's not us. We have to be led by the Spirit, because if we're not led by the Spirit, then it is you. And you're doing it the way you think instead of what God says. And then when you don't see no fruit, then you get mad at God, because you see some people with some fruit hanging real low. Come on now. And some flavor to it. And we have to be mindful. And that's their fruit. That's not your fruit. But you got some fruit. You have your own fruit. But we have to know what type of tree we are. You can't be an apple tree waiting on the pears to come. And then go try to get other people's pears and say, look at what I did. No. So we really have to be mindful in this hour, because we are in the reset over the whole world. And it's time for us to really get in a posture to hear what God is saying to you individually, because you have your own ministry.
Yes.
You know, and we have to know that we are called to be soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Woo,
we do. We are. We have to get serious about this. So get up in the morning and put your armor on. Ephesians tell you how to get dressed in the spirit. You know, you got to put the helmet on. Protect your mind first of salvation. Because you come under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. And if you get, and that's that place of being sold out. You know, and I know people think that, oh, they just into them t-shirts. If you really only knew, it's not, we enjoy the t-shirts, because we probably have one in 59 million colors. Okay?
Yep.
But the reason we do is because that's what God told us to do.
Yes.
And it don't always make sense in the natural.
Yes.
But in the supernatural, we are winning souls.
Yes. Because
we just walk out, and I promise you, the next person say, oh, my gosh, I love that shirt. See, it's not about the shirt. It's about the setup of the conversation, to talk about the King of Kings
and the Lord
of Lords. And I don't care where you at. the grocery store, the front yard, the bank, anywhere, the dollar store. Y'all know we love the dollar store. Put your hands like y'all don't love the Dollar Tree. Okay? Y'all know my favorite store, Aldi. Come on now. And get in one of them aisles and just be about your business.
Yes.
And when you got your shirt on, the people coming and be ready.
Yes.
Clamp down, clunk, clunk.
Yeah.
And get ready.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit will move because you give it room to move.
Yes.
And you never know who you will be a blessing
yes.
to.
Yes.
And you will be the God that somebody's been waiting to see.
Yes.
Because I think that we could get this place. We think the heaven's going to crack open, but one day it will. Because the Bible tells us it will. And the angels going to come out. Oh, no. It's you and you and you and you and you.
And me and her.
Right?
Yes, amen.
So I wasn't trying to promote the shirts, but I guess that's what I do every day. They just come out. So get you a shirt. Like Laura said, like, get you one, right? But it's just, look at that. And that's beautiful.
And you got the Lion of Judah.
Oh, yeah, the Lion of Judah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
so you got to know what tribe you in. You got to know if you're in the tribe of Judah. Because if you hanging out with Jesus, you are in the tribe. You just have to know that. When you know who you are, you feel free, right?
Yes.
To do your business.
Yes.
To come to the radio and talk about your testimony. You know, because that blessed somebody.
Yes.
What you just spoke.
That blessed me too.
Yeah. Right now, my baby's gonna turn 30 on the 2nd, and I'm like still waiting on God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. But I believe because I remember what God told me.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And I'm gonna remember what I heard in the spirit with her saying, "Thank you, Lord, thank you." I heard that.
Yes.
And I just like my dad used to say about me, I'm just glad I lived to see it.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
Yes.
And you live to see it.
Yes.
And you live you will live to see it.
I will live to see it.
Hello. Mama Yalisa, Papa Jack are living to see it.
Because
babies come up in the house of glory and they minister almost every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Read scriptures, give the word, do a communion. I'm telling you.
Yes.
We serve a mighty God.
Yes,
we just can't give up.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And look at Ben.
Yes.
Ben ain't playing. Ben ain't playing.
He's
showing up.
Showing
out. And I'm glad to know our new drama because we do events. And I'm like, I'm gonna need a drama.
Yeah.
Hey, right now, right? And we got one on lock now.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to already thank Pastor Bob for sharing with us. Amen.
And
sharing
I'm like,
is sharing.
I didn't know I was promoting him.
Too. Yeah. That is good. I go. So, Laura, what would you like to say to our people this morning?
Buenos días, familia. ¿Cómo estamos todos esta mañana? Le damos gloria a Dios por todas sus
bendiciones
y por su amor. Y le sigo pidiendo a nuestro Padre que toque a cada uno de ustedes. Síganos buscando su palabra y Él tiene muchas promesas para todos. Y gloria a Dios.
Aleluya.
Muchos besos y saludos a todos.
Okay, Sinistra, let's talk about this business.
Okay. Well, what I would like to do real quick is have you two share in applying a sample to do a demo for us all.
Ooh, and I got the bling of the earth.
Oh,
don't open that just yet.
Okay.
We're going to use one of these first. The nail prep pad Color Street provides in every set that you purchase.
Prep pad.
So you just open that up. And what?
Okay, now we opening this.
And I would recommend
yes, ma'am.
That we use the larger one in the package here for
that
the second nail.
Okay. Not yet, though, right?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
You're going to clean them first. So the nail prep pad is an alcohol-based pad that just cleans your nail tip and your fingertip so that you're going to apply it so that they last longer when you apply them. You get all the oils, dirt, debris, any lotions that you might have on.
She already has some on. Look how pretty.
Yes, I've got my 4th of July.
Ooh, all right. Star-Spangled Banner over here.
We'll take a picture later.
Look at how pretty. So when you're doing this for the whole set, you want to clean all of your fingertips and every nail that you're going to apply to. For now, we're going to just do one, or you could do two if you want, because there's a smaller one.
Okay.
All right, so once you have that ready,
y'all checking it out. This is called Color Street, y'all. Color Street.
Yeah. So then you're going to open the package, and there should be a little notch on one end or the other.
Maria. Oh, I've got it now.
Yeah.
and then pull those out. And the first thing I want you to notice is when you pull them out, it's not the nail polish. It's 100%
okay.
nail polish. And so.
I got you excited.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
All right, so it's 100%
do.
Nail polish.
Yeah.
You take it off with nail polish remover. It's easy.
Easy
as
breezy.
That goes. Yes.
Okay, y'all check it out. This is it out of the package.
Y'all see that?
Yeah, it's bringing it out. So Color Street has solids, glitters, and nail art, which this is nail art. It's also glitter.
Let me ask you a question. Do you guys have like a chrome look? Metallic chrome?
Occasionally they'll come out with something like that.
Okay.
We do have one that's similar to that right now. I can't get that one open.
Okay.
Either, so I'm going to
just use that
one.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't bring scissors. All right. So then once you get the package open and you pull the two apart.
Right.
Okay. Now, a full set comes with 16 strips. There's 8 connected together and then another strip behind that of 8 connected together. So then you use this purple tab here. Are you having trouble with your
apple? Yeah, it's
okay. Keep talking. So you use the purple tab at the front here to peel off a clear plastic coating.
Okay.
And then you use the silver tab. Do you need this?
Yes. Yeah, because I can
open it. Yeah, we got too excited. That's the problem.
Yeah, but it's not quite working. Oh, maybe it's just them.
I was looking at the wrong.
Yeah,
the wrong end. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
That's all right.
My first time.
No worries. All right, so you get them out of the package, you just pull them apart.
Okay.
You use the purple tab to peel off the clear plastic coating, and then you use the silver tab here. Pull it away from the paper backing.
Okay.
And you don't have to be afraid of touching the back because you've cleaned your fingers with alcohol. Put it on your nail as close to the cuticle as possible without going on the cuticle.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Okay.
And if it's crooked or not quite in the right place, you can just lift it and replace it to get your proper placement. Just take that tab off there, the silver tab, and you can apply that in. Okay. So then you just gently pull and stretch it out. Don't pull too hard, it'll tear.
Like I did. Like I got too excited.
Oh, I just
gently.
Said. Said we all know what
we
do.
We should have let you do it.
And then just rub back and forth over your nail up to the top and over the edge, and use your thumbnail to go underneath to cut. That's where you want to tear it, so you're just cutting away.
Wow, you did it so good.
And there you have an instant dry manicure. You can touch on it. It's not gonna chip. It's not gonna peel. It's not gonna mess up. Because there's no dry time. You don't have to wait for it to dry. There's a full set for you.
Okay.
There's 16 nail strips in here, so it's usually enough to do a manicure and a pedicure.
Oh, wow.
You're doing your toes, too. There's
so pretty.
Also,
oh, my gosh. I love it. I'm serious. Look. It's so easy.
In every set, there's also a nail prep pad and a mini file.
Oh, okay.
So if you end up with some stuff hanging over the edge here, you can take a mini file.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is right here.
Yeah.
Right.
And
this is pretty awesome. Spot.
It is pretty awesome. And
yeah.
Me and my granddaughters are going to have fun doing this.
So, all right, get out of there. Yeah, gently file in a downward motion.
She said, oh, damn.
Yeah,
I'm
so
sideways.
Like
tell
this. Just kind of to get those extra little pieces off. You can go underneath the nail if you've got extra underneath.
That's awesome. Isn't that pretty neat?
Normally, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so
hers are so pretty. I want the red, white, and blue. Oh, it's so pretty.
I got you red, white, and blue.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'll find that one. I think show that one's mine. Okay.
It's in here. I'm almost on. There yeah,
is.
There's,
oh.
there's two different ones, actually.
Oh, okay.
So there's the silver and red, silver
yeah.
and blue, and then
look
there's red,
that.
White,
oh.
and blue.
Oh.
And it's so simple.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, so the sets are the solids and the overlays. These are clear overlays. It looks like it's black and white, but it's not. It's clear and black. If you put that over a color, your color shows through.
Oh, wow.
And then you've got the design on top.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So there's several of those designs.
So if you already have some nail polish, you just put this, and then it has design, y'all. Look at this. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You can combine sets to put that over the top and whatever. So the clear overlays and the solids are $11. The glitters are $12, which would be just a solid
like
glitter
this.
Like the one we applied.
Yes.
And then the designs are $13.
Like here.
Yes, the designs like this
okay.
are $13. And they're all buy three, get one free. So if you buy three, you get a fourth one for free.
What you say?
Yep. So you can find me. My website is www.colorstreet.com/WadeCindy. And you can order from there online. Shipping is $3. And we also have French manicures. I didn't mention that. French manicures are $14,
oh, wow.
but they're buy one, get one free. So if you spend $14 on one, you put a second in your cart and it's free.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
I love it.
How long do they last?
They last, it's different for different people. Color Street says 10 to 14 days, but when you use the nail prep pad first and prepare your nail, I wear mine at least 3 weeks. This manicure is a week old. This
it looks fresh.
1 week old already.
Wow.
Okay. I wore my Christmas nails for 4 weeks before I took them off. And only then it was because, okay, Christmas is over. It's time to take them off. And now the Valentine's nails are coming out. So I had to get Valentine's.
I'm looking at it and it looks so, it looks. Yeah, professional.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
Actually, it was a week Saturday, so it's been almost a week and a half.
Wow.
So, yes, they do last a
it looks like
long
you
time.
Went in somewhere and got them done. It don't look like they're
right.
Ripped.
Right.
I'm serious. It looks beautiful. I love
so
it.
So we have all kinds of different. This was one of our Halloween sets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got the moon and the stars and bats.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll see that?
So it's they're really, really nice
wow.
design. And
this
and
red, white, and blue is nice too, y'all.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Look at
this. And then Teddy has a pamphlet, right?
Yes. So I have.
She's going to give me that out today.
What I have for you today, if
uh-oh.
You're interested, is a catalog. This is our spring summer catalog. Our fall will come out somewhere
ooh, look at
around
the bling
August.
On the back of that, girl.
Oh.
Yep. And my business card. That's my business card on the back.
Yes.
And I also have. Like the sample that we just
morning,
put
Renee.
On, I have a little baggie if you want one of those that has the sample, the nail prep pad, my business card, application instructions on the back, and the sample nail file and an orange stick. So I can give these to you today. Anybody who's online, if you reach out to me on Facebook, message me with your name and address. I can send you one of these in the mail.
Oh,
a free
wow.
sample.
And we,
right
and
now,
we hope
y'all.
That they're going to just go and get them.
Too. So everybody
yes.
in the audience, y'all see
yes.
That's beautiful.
All right.
And so what else you want to talk about, Sandy?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I am actually doing live vendor events as well. So I set up a booth at different events around the Metroplex. And I'm actually going to be having a booth at an event called Christmas in July Craft Fair in Forney, Texas. And it is a fundraiser for Forney ISD, and it's going to benefit three of their schools, Griffin Elementary, Rhodes Intermediate, and Jackson Middle School. So the proceeds that they make are going to benefit those PTOs, parent-teacher organizations,
wow.
at those events.
You go, girl. I
so
love
that
it.
That's July 17th in Forney, Texas, and it is going to actually be held at Forney High School.
Okay.
At 800 Farm Road 714 in Forney, Texas on July 17th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So come see me there, and I'll have much more than
much
what I have.
More.
I've got a whole big bag full of my
goodies.
Stock.
And you, I can tell you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
You're loving it. It's so fun.
It's so exciting. Oh,
so
my
Cindy,
God.
After the show, when you go back, you can go back in and put all of this information.
Okay.
You know, like your website and all that. And
yes.
And to go and put the event, Christmas in July, in, you know, so people who want to participate or come out and support.
Can go. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll share your video.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I also have a Facebook group, VIP group. So if you join that group, I can offer specials and deals in that group that I can't offer outside of that group.
Wow.
Sometimes I will go on and do a live sale, and occasionally I've been known to say, okay, all set for $10. So, you know, I can't offer that outside of my VIP group. But if you join me there, go to groups and search Glamour Nails to Go! VIP.
Wow. Which you have it on, which she has it right here
on
her
business card.
So everybody that wants one.
And I'll put that in for my
I'll put that on there.
Oh, it's in
there.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. That's
which
amazing.
I'm going to be going in there. My granddaughters,
they're
going to be like, let's do
this.
Yeah,
drama.
Have a nail party.
And so I want, if I can just tell you real quick how this came about.
Sure,
Color Street was founded 4 years ago in July, June or July, 4 years ago by a man named Bob Hart. He was here from overseas. He was opera. He was studying opera, and he came here for a job. And he was in public transportation, and he saw a woman on a city bus trying to do her nails. And all of us women who do nails, you know how that is. You're trying to hold this bottle of polish and not spill it and paint and then, you know, dry. And so he said, he just looked over at her and said, there's got to be a better way. So he went to work. He spent 20 years trying to perfect the process, figuring out how to, he built his own machinery that made the nails.
Wow.
Talk about entrepreneur.
Wow.
He was determined.
He was. And so he developed these, and then he thought, he had several people, including Avon and Revlon, who came to him and wanted him to sell his patents, his products, all that stuff, his right to them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, this is mine. And I'm not doing that. But then he said, I need to try to figure out the best way to promote it and get it out there. And he decided direct sales reps was the way to go.
Yeah.
So he opened that up to sales reps about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we exploded during COVID. You know, all the nail shops shut down and people couldn't go.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, I know who to come. I know I'm going to get done.
So it's just been a phenomenal growth.
Wow, that's beautiful. Congratulations on
that. Yes.
Because, you know, that's the gifts and talents. So see how he just woke up one day and said, it's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
And he didn't just say it. He got busy finding a better way.
Yes.
Right?
Time and was determined.
Yeah, and we have to do that. Yeah, see, that's another thing. People don't want to make no investments. They don't want to. And the only way to get a return is through an investment.
Yes.
You know, but you just have to make sure it's from God. Because when it's from God, I'm telling you.
And if it's something that you can't stop thinking about and it's like a passion, do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
There is also, speaking of that, there is also a business opportunity with Color Street. If anyone is interested in starting their own direct sales business, it's $129 for the kit, and you get 13 nail strips in the kit. You get catalogs, you get brochures, you get the mini files, you get the orange sticks. There's probably, I think they said it's about $250 value that you get in this kit, starter kit, for $129.
That's
what you get in the kit.
That's beautiful.
That bottom picture there shows you.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing Color Street?
I started July 15th of last year. So
she gave me a sample. She came and said, Laura, come here. I got a sample for you. I'm like, what is it? And I went, oh,
And I said, you need to come to morning session matches.
But she talked, we were on vacation, which has been a while back when we talk about it.
Yeah.
And then she was already going to be in the show, but it's when that with COVID and everything happened, right?
Yeah, something happened.
And then, here she is today.
Yeah. For such a time as this,
time
on the dollar. Wow. So I'm so excited for you and your business. And this is also ministry for you, you know, just to being able to start with people. And it's just an open door. You know, of course, we give God all the glory, you know.
Yes, we do.
And then among the other quadrillion things you do, you know. So even if you need an accountant. So do you do personal accounting?
I haven't, just because that hasn't
been. The door hadn't opened? It's open now. That's what's beautiful.
Yeah, I do full-blown bookkeeping.
Wow.
Do, you know, the journal entries and cash receipts, see all that in. And, and get everything ready for month-end before we have to reconcile credit cards. We have, I think, 12 or 14 people in our company that have a credit card, and I have to reconcile all those accounts. So, yeah, it's a lot of work. Also, in that role, I also do payroll, HR, benefits.
Y'all hear that? All these people with the big, major businesses, and even the small businesses. You know, if you need an accountant, payroll, all that she just said. She is available. Yes, the door has opened. So walk in.
Thank you, sister.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Rainbow Days.
Isn't that beautiful? Go ahead, Ben. Wow, Ben, that's what I'm talking about.
Full-blown accountant is at Rainbow Days, and we're a nonprofit organization in Dallas that works with substance abuse prevention for homeless children in the shelters and at-risk children in high school, in the schools, in the DIC and other school districts. But yeah, we work with our founder, Kathy Brown, is no longer the CEO. She has stepped down from that to go and move out of state and be closer to her grandchild and her daughter and grandchild. But she founded it in 1982. She came from an alcoholic home, and was going down that path herself. And when she had her daughter and she saw what this was doing, she said, no, I have to stop it here and break the generational curse.
Come on, man. Talk about it.
So she had her daughter underneath her desk at work all day at Rainbow Days while she was building this business. Her daughter was under her desk coloring and taking care of things. And they started out in a small church setting with maybe five kids in a group. And they've grown to, we have at least 10, there's 10 people in two different departments that work with the schools and the homeless shelters. They go every week and conduct group. It's a curriculum-based support group. Kathy Brown wrote the curriculum herself. They update it constantly with, you know, the different things that are they're learning, the different vernaculars that you put on things. So it's an amazing feat. They also have started in the last two or three years, I think 3 years now, they've started a food program. So they partner with a food bank where they get food, and then we also have donations that come in to help with that. So they go to Walmart, Sam's Club, different places, and buy the additional foods needed, and they are feeding 28 families a month right now.
Look
in
at
the
God.
In the
look at God.
Motel.
Wow.
So that's my full time.
And it's called Rainbow what?
Rainbow Days Inc. Rainbow Days Incorporated.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Rainbow Days.
So check us out.
Check it out.
www.rainbowdays.org. O-R-G.
Nonprofit.
Nonprofit.
Yeah, that is absolutely wonderful. So you are very busy, very busy. Yes.
I love it.
Very busy taking care of people and navigating. You are a navigator.
Yes.
To navigate people and point them in the right direction. And that's spiritually, mentally, financially, and physically.
Yes.
That's powerful.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's powerful. And then you have your son to help hold you up.
Yeah.
When you were holding him up. You didn't know all of that pressure and all that you were going through, that it was birthing the newness to, for him to be your pillar and hold you up. That's powerful. That's part of the promise.
He takes what the enemy meant
for evil.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, y'all hear these city council. Come on, man. Do the drums, man.
He takes what the enemy meant for evil. And he turned it for good.
God, he knows your heart.
Yeah.
And you know, he knows what you guys are talking about. Yeah. He knows. Okay, so I'm just excited that that we all are able to come together.
Yeah.
For such a time as this. And you know, talk about the goodness of God and the gifts and the talents and encourage the body, you know, to be, you know, get in a position. Sometimes you just got to forget about what you're looking at and say, you know what? I'm not going to allow this to dictate. I'm going to get up and go get it and come back with it.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You know. Awesome. So we just thank God for the color screen. This is so powerful. And this is really on, y'all. It ain't like moving or nothing.
Yeah,
it's
I'm looking at her nails, so it looks so good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get close enough but for you to really see that. But literally, that was put on a week and 2 days ago.
That's awesome, though. That's you can see it, though.
Yeah, okay.
That is awesome. So, yeah, so, guys, if you want to, like, you know, do your nails, do your manicure, pedicure, because she's saying it's enough to do both, right?
Yeah.
Mani and a pedi. Then get you some color stream.
Yeah.
And Cindy's going to put it on her page on how to get it, and then we will share your post.
Okay.
On how they can connect with you and your information, website. Are you going to put your phone number on there too?
Yes, I can do that. It's on my business card as well.
And then you can take a picture of your business card.
Yeah. Okay.
And put and then just put it on there like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So to God be the glory.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah.
Pillar them and lifting them up for the calling that they have for such a time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just beautiful. You know, we just thank you, Lord, so much for just giving us the heart to and the desire to want to come together, not just even us on this side, but especially our studio audience, the people that come and support every week. They just didn't come this week. They've been coming every week, and they've been coming every week for years. Y'all know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, because when you tap into the vision, they believe in the vision.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And they know it's from the Lord, you know. And where would we be without you guys, you know, powerfully supporting. And, you know, of course, we know we have people all over the world that, you know, hears the show and India and Africa and all different places. And we just thank God for them as well, you know, for tuning in and just, you know, encouraging us.
Yes.
Because sometimes, girl, do y'all know sometimes we don't want to get up?
Yeah.
A whole lot of sometimes we don't want to get up. Real for real.
And some days I don't want to do a count.
Yeah. Seriously, I mean, you know, but so now I've added another layer to the get up for me. And my extra layer is now my health and wealth. Okay? Because that's been so important to me, and I thank God for people like Dr. Rihanna Ortiz, who just continue to blow a fresh wind. And not only that, but provide those things to encourage and empower us and fill us up naturally. And then, so now I have to wake up even an extra earlier to just walk a mile or two or three.
Yeah. And you encouraged me to
start. Oh, my God, and ride my bike? Okay.
Y'all see me? I was riding my bike.
Yes.
Papa Dali and Dali blessed me with.
Yeah.
And God say, now go interfere in the neighborhood. Go ride the bike, girl.
Yeah.
First day, I was like, woo. Woo.
Yeah.
But now it's getting better.
Yeah, and I've been on them 7 mile rides. And I'm like, I don't see it, Lord, but okay. But I show up anyway. I go to the parks and we go over there. We ride, and I have to say, maybe 15 breaks, but I'm out there. And I'm taking them.
Even though it hurts.
Yeah. So, you know, we just have to encourage one another.
Yes.
That's what we're here to do, and empower and encourage you, and for us to take care of ourselves, because our bodies are the temple. You know, and
right.
You know, in order for
yes.
us to live long,
yes.
to be about the Father's business, we got to take care of this stuff and watch
yes.
what we put in it. And, you know, it's okay to have a hamburger every now and then, but don't eat a hamburger every day.
Yeah.
Don't eat no fried chicken every day.
Yeah. Right. So my daughter-in-law, I told her not because my pants were getting tight and my health, okay? I was breathing like, you know, I was eating a lot of junk food. So the Holy Spirit started convicting me also. Can I be transparent?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Please.
And then my daughter-in-law, Camila, she loves it because now she's like, I'm going to go grocery shopping and I'm going to see what we could cook. And so she's been cooking healthy yesterday. Last night she cooked some tilapia baked fish with cilantro, lemon, and she cooked some lemon pepper. It was so good. Lightly salted. And then broccoli and just healthy stuff. And I was like, and it helped. I mean, you know.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. So yeah. I'm going to come on over and eat.
I'm excited about what she's going to cook today.
That's what I'm going to do. Yes.
And she brought me a whole bunch of stuff because he did.
That's so beautiful.
Because she does that. She,
and we need
she
help.
We need help.
Yeah, and that's so beautiful. And we know she ain't never going to lose no weight.
But that's the, you know, that's the way she is. Not me. You know, I had to cut down on the tacos, the tortillas, you know, that was my struggle. I love bread. And so I've cut down big time.
Yeah, I love bread too, but I'm working it out. Yeah. And Brianna was helping me. So I have a confession to make. So one day we were at church, and I've had it in my mind. I'm going to talk to her and ask her this because she knows she directs me. She's like, go to Whole Foods and get the Ezekiel bread. So my mindset is, I don't want to buy that bread if I'm not going to eat it.
Uh-huh.
This is my
mindset.
Yeah, because I don't want to waste it, right? Okay, this is what I'm thinking. So I said, when I get to church Sunday, I'm going to ask her, I'm going to text her to bring some bread. So we get to church. The Holy Spirit told me, don't do that. Okay, so. So I didn't ask her on the text. I wanted to so bad, because I knew I could have, but I didn't. The Holy Spirit told me, don't do it, and I didn't do it. But when we got to church, I asked her, I said, I was going to ask you to bring me a piece of that Ezekiel bread. She goes, I don't even eat bread. No bread? She was like, nope. When I found out what it was doing to my body, I stopped eating it because it has preservatives in it and all of that. She's going to give you the right information, but it's going to be up to you.
Yeah.
So I eat a roll every now and then, doctor. Okay. But I don't eat it every day like I used to. I don't. I used to make toast every morning. I don't do that. So what I do, I grab a banana.
Yes.
Or I grab, something.
We make some smoothies last night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or we do that. And then, okay, so I was into the smoothies. Let me help somebody.
Make some last night.
So, y'all, listen, I'm going to confess this because I couldn't believe it when she told me what was going on with me because, you know, all the testing. This is the part I could believe everything else, but it was hard for me to believe this part, that I had parasites in my body. I said, what? Parasites? So I look it up. Don't look up nothing on the internet. I'm saying right there. Don't do that. Just go with what the doctor say and then talk to the Lord about it. I said, parasites, just some worms. Oh, my God. So anyway, she gave me the right stuff. I'm good now. I promise you I am, and I'm going to hold. I've been doing this for a minute, y'all. I promise you. I stuck with it.
Yeah.
It's all about consistency. And don't be afraid to spend the money because you either pay now or you're going to pay later.
Right.
So you make the decision yourself. Holy Spirit, thank you. So after that, my body feels better. My skin looks better. I mean, this is all about getting in a position to take care of you. You got to get serious about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to do the workout. Like you say, Lord, you got to be consistent.
Yeah.
It's consistency in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I even be texting her tonight, I'm out of this. I'm out of these supplements because it's not medication. It's natural supplements. Mm-hmm. And what it does is they test your body and tell you what your body needs. And then they have the provision to put it back in. For those that don't know, do you know that you are dirt?
Dirt and water.
Say it, Cindy.
And
yeah.
By the way, you need lots of water.
Come on. And listen, so all that minerals, zinc, iron, all that stuff that's in the ground, we have to put that back in. Because as we age, we deplete, and you have to restore.
Yes.
But we want to quote the scripture. The Lord said he'll restore me all the years the locusts have eaten. Yeah, and you help the locusts. But we have to go back because God will give us the right information because the Bible tells us that we perish not from coronavirus, not from heart attacks. We perish for the lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. And when we get the right information, you can do with the right things with the right information. And I'm telling you, we serve a God that will reverse the curse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got to do the work. You can't still eat bologna, processed food, and think you're going to get your healing. It don't work like that. You have to shut it down, reset, put the right stuff in, and you know everybody got waste. The other stuff got to go.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yes.
I was even telling my doctor, girl, I was looking in the toilet. Information, but I'm telling you, this is my revelation.
Yeah,
so you looking at all that bad stuff that you done put in, and you be like, oh my gosh, thank you, Jesus, for Dr. Brianna Ortiz.
Yeah.
Go see the woman of God, and she ain't on the show today, but I got to tell you the truth. I'm just trying to help somebody. Like Cindy trying to help us with the beauty on the outside,
yeah.
Dr. Ortiz will help you with that inside. She will get you where you need to be, but you got to want it. Because I remember, y'all know, we surrounded by the GGs. I have to tell this testimony. We surrounded by the GGs, and when Mama Dallas and Papa Jack see a need, they going to meet it. But Dr. Brianna said, hold on, Grandma. Oh, that is her grandparents, just for those that don't know. Okay. Hold on, Grandma. You can't do that because they get them some room to do it themselves. And they just want to help because that's what they do. It's a blessing in that. But you got to make the investment. You got to get serious about it. And wherever you put your money, we're going to know you're serious. Amen?
Amen.
So just be mindful that if you're ready to hit the reset in this time, because it's the reset, but we start within as we illuminate out. Because the Word of God tells us that we're the salt of the earth and we're the light of the world. It's nothing that God can do with sick people.
Right.
So let your light so shine before men so they may see your good works, and the good works is buying the right stuff, putting the right stuff in, letting some of the extra stuff fall off so the good stuff can come in, and then guess who they gonna glorify? The Father! Because they're gonna be like, if she did it, I can do it.
Yeah.
And they're gonna say, help me, Lord.
Yeah.
Now, we done gave you the right information. Get with it, America, if you want to live to be 120, the promise. Amen. Amen.
Get you one.
Get you one. We got that shirt too.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have it.
So I just had to do that because, you know, we have to understand everything we do starts from within.
Yeah.
And whatever's in you will come out.
Yeah.
You know, so let's just get with it. Let's get with it, people of God. Because God is trying to help us, but we got to help ourselves. And stop trying to help people that ain't trying to help themselves, because that gets on your nerves.
Yeah.
And then you be wanting to slap a word, Papa Jack, in the back of the neck. Yes. Hello. So to God be the glory. We out of time, y'all. This is kind of crazy.
Thanks
for coming on and hanging out with us. Yes. And get y'all some color streaks.
Yes,
because Mama Dalis, look, she can't wait to get her color streaks today. Trust me, she's going to get some. I'm going to get some, too. So I have another little quick testimony. So my sweet, amazing man, he was asking me, why you don't polish your nails? I'm like, if I don't want to. Okay, but anyway, I'm back. That's what I said, America. So listen, so... You know, I go get my feet done and all that, but I don't do that because of the work that I do. I'm a, you know, I'm a hair designer, and my whole thing is I do hair extensions. Okay, and you have to do a lot of braiding, so that's why I don't get the nails, the acrylic nails. Now we have acrylic nail people here. We got the nail tech here that do the nails and all of that, but I choose not to do that. So he asked me a question. So it's one of the things that make me go, why don't I do that? Well, I'm also a fashionista. Go to the Queen of Talk, you'll see. Okay. And I wore different colors. And I said, well, I don't want to wear red nail polish because I might want to have on purple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is my mind. Okay, so I was. So it's so funny that you came today with this nail polish. Okay. So with one painted nail. One painted nail, but I'm going to get some gold streak, okay? We're going to see how this is going to work, y'all. Pray for me, okay? We're going to see how this is going to work. But he asked me that the other day, why you don't polish your nail? You know, most women, they do. I'm cool, most women do. That's me. I got to get together. Pray for me, Papa Jack. Because... people do. This ain't nobody know anything about me. I'm trying to do what God say do. Okay? So this tells me that I got to line up. I got to get it right. Okay? So I got rebuked and Cindy don't know she about to rebuke today. Okay? So I cut all of you. Okay? So thank you for being right on time.
Yeah. You're
okay, to help me rip.
Do I have time to say one?
You sure do.
Yes. I'm wearing a button here. I don't know if you can read that. It says, ask me how nail polish changes lives.
Okay.
Okay, well, first of all, you just said one thing today.
Okay.
And I didn't know that happened,
but okay.
That's cool. But Color Street has developed a foundation. And about nine months out of the year, they do a foundational Color Street design for autism awareness, MS awareness, breast cancer awareness, brain cancer awareness, all different kinds of. There was one that was pregnancy and infant loss. And what they do is they design a specific design to support that. And then the Color Street gives $50,000 to an organization. And sometimes they will do it to two. Here is our breast cancer awareness shade.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So with every set that's sold, it goes towards that foundation.
Oh, let me see that. And it has the cancer stick.
Yeah, the cancer ribbon.
And
they did two sets for that. And sometimes they will do up to four charities a month or three a month. And they will give $50,000 to two or three or even four charities from the sale of these.
Wow.
So that's how nail polish can change
a life. That's beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you for changing my life. Yes, yes, yes. That ministered to me so much because I got to quit acting up. I don't know I'll be acting up until the Lord show up. Okay? So yes, you were acting up behind nail polish. So you gotta be open to the Holy Spirit, you know. And sometimes nail polish will take you into a place in disobedience. Come on now, I can help you out. And I don't want to be that. So now that I'm aware that I was being disobedient, and Cindy came and helped me get back in line, and I'm gonna go home with some nail polish on. How about that? Yes, thank you, Lord, for helping me. And like you said, it does change lives. That's beautiful. So support this amazing company. Through Miss Cindy Wade.
Yes.
You know, blessed to be a blessing you are.
Yes.
Thank you for coming and sharing with us today and talking, you know, sharing your testimony.
Yes.
You know, talking about the organizations and what you guys do. Because most people just think, oh, I don't want to buy that. They don't, you know what I'm saying? And they don't know the story, the message behind it.
Yes.
You know, and to know a woman like you are not going to just get connected to any type of organization just for the money. There's multiple dimensions of what you do. And we thank God for you.
Yes.
Thank you for the
yes.
coming today. Thank you for coming today. We appreciate you so much. So we just thank you. Laura's going to pray us out.
No, we're going to let you.
Come on, Cindy. Come on.
Father God, we just give you thanks and praise. All the glory, Lord, for all that you do, how you speak to us, how you transform lives through the power of your word and through the power of our testimony, God.
Hallelujah.
That our testimonies do indeed help others. And I just thank you that you've prepared the hearts that heard today and that they have heard what was said, not just out of our mouth, but what you spoke to them through us, Father God. I just thank you for this opportunity, for these lovely ladies who are so dedicated to your ministry, not just Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m., but daily, day in and day out. I just thank you, Father God, for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon all of us. I ask you for safe travels for those leaving here today, and I thank you, Father God, for the residual effect of what you've done today, that this will continue, Father God. It's going to be
it was live stream, but that stays on Facebook for others, many others to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Repeatedly if they want, and to share with others. So this message goes out, Father God, to many and multiple times. And that you are a God of multiplication.
Yes,
and I just
is.
Thank you for the seeds that you planted today.
Thank you,
Lord. And pour water on it, Father God, that you truly, there was so much shared today, and there's so much that you're trying to speak to your children, Lord, and to those that the children, your children, to share with others that don't know you.
Yeah.
I just pray, Father God, for many multiple blessings out of this on today. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we give you all the praise, all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
Show on the Dallas Ortiz page. That's from 11:30 to 12:30 every Thursday morning in the Mansion Spa. That is a wealth of information for the wellness and all the dimensions of all these natural things that our bodies are craving. And they have the antidote through the Holy Spirit. And we thank God for them. And tune into
the men's edition
of the Mornings at the Mansion Show. That's Brother Edward Swarovski. So we're just excited.
Yeah.
And we pray for his traveling grace, that he would be safe coming home,
because
he's been about the Father's business.
Yes,
he has. And we thank God for that. Connecting the family. Y'all know family is sometimes the hardest people. That's another story. Lord, we got to take this back into the spa. I mean, the church.
For my mama. She's in a nursing home. She's got dementia.
Wow.
You don't know what you've done for me right now.
Let me tell you.
I try to do her nails because she has her own nails, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I try to do that color fast, whatever, because by the time I do her nails, she's done this. She's done. And I was telling Jack last week, I just made them clear. She has her own. I mean, I think she